Esports gaming config loading.
Okay, today I'm talking about some Quake 4 stuff, Half-Life 2 Episode 1, and Half-Life 2 Episode 2 trailer, the user contest for the week, the World Series of Video Games, and some shoutouts, also some stuff about the show, and just some other good stuff that you should listen to. Okay, so 2 days ago was the official start of the FIOS Grand Half-Life 2 Deathmatch Tournament. And then yesterday they released their Playlink client, the Verizon Game Network one that you're supposed to download and connect through. And basically, it's a piece of shit. I mean, they couldn't have made it more confusing to use. It's definitely only in beta form, and they rushed it. They weren't ready for competition. They delayed scoring until Monday. So basically, whatever you're doing now doesn't count. And it's sort of a dumb competition. It doesn't make sense. Yesterday, the Cyber Athlete Professional League announced that they will be forming a TV partnership with DirecTV for the 2006 CPL Winter, the CPL Winter 2006 event. So you will be able to watch it on DirecTV, and now they're like the official TV sponsor of the CPL. And this winter's CPL, which will take place Wednesday, December 13th to Sunday, December 17th, 2006, the Hyatt Regency in downtown Dallas. DirecTV will present the CPL tournament coverage as a true sporting event. The stories of the competitors will be told via interviews, complemented with coverage of their exploits and actual competition. This is cool. It's moving esports further towards like a real sport, so people are going to take it seriously. And apparently, Godfrag will be conducting an interview with the CPL on DirecTV early next week. If you have questions that you'd like to include, please ask them in the comments below. So, if you want to ask a question about this, go to gotfrag.com/portal/story/33113 and you can post a comment and they'll probably get back to you. Okay, so the World Series of Video Games the WSVG is launching on taking place June 15th, 18th in Louisville, Kentucky. And the main games are featuring Counter-Strike, Quake 4, Warcraft 3, and other games. This is their headline for the first event for WSVG, which is called Land War. So it has like three big games, and then the second event, which is June 17th to 20th at WSVG, is DreamHack, which is a strictly Counter-Strike tournament. And it should be kind of cool to see new events get more coverage. Alright, I found a new cool website that you should go check out. Just reopen. It's everythingesports.com, and it's a esports file sharing network, and it has like, you can download the latest files, player config, different frag movies, and there's a forum so you can discuss anything that's going on in esports. It used to be up a while ago, but then they took it down, so now it's back up again, and it's pretty cool, so you should go check it out at www.everythingesports.com. I was looking for a story to do on the show, and I found this, the Quake 4 qualifiers for Sweden in the ESWC 2006, and it is some of the top Quake 4 players out there: Johan, SK, Toxic, Quick, Carl, SK, Foki, Johansson, Magnus, Fox, Olsen, and there's a couple other ones. There's three total from SK that were the top seeds for Swedish qualifiers. Hold on. Loading. Load the fucking page. And, well, someone won, but I can't. doesn't say who won. Some confusing chart. If you want to figure out this confusing chart, you can go to godfrag.com/Q4/story/32994/?SPage=2. Have fun with that. And, oh, and on the previous show, I mentioned that I didn't know who JMC was, who won Cali, but I didn't read the whole story. And it was actually Jack's Money Crew. And they're actually a pretty well-known team. And most teams are moving from Cali, and they're moving towards going to Sivo Pro. And it seems that Jack's Money Crew will probably do this too. They're getting to be a pretty well-known team, and they're even... I think they're competing in Esports World Cup. Team 3D might be representing US, but I think I saw them on qualifiers. There's some new games out there that you should really check out. Half-Life 2 Episode 1 just released, and it's amazing. If you liked Half-Life 2, if you liked the Half-Life series, even if you haven't played it, you should check it out. It is a really good storyline. And Half-Life 2, Episode 2, which you can watch the trailer for on Steam or probably other places. It looks extremely good as well. They're incorporating more stuff that is lesser known about the Half-Life world and stuff that maybe you saw in the artwork manual but didn't quite make it into the game. So I would check that out. It's only like $20 and it's like a whole game. And I think there's like 6 of them. And they already have the first 3 like mostly done. I know the second one is about to be released sometime soon. So check it out. Alright, I didn't find a esports skill video of the week. I was looking one for Quake 4, but I don't really know where to look. So if you want to send in a good Quake 4 video to put on as a skill video of the week, you can email me at build.poll2@gmail.com. And this week I want to offer a user contest. So submit for any listeners to submit a new icon for the show. So make a little, I don't know, 9x9 icon thing like the one you see in the iTunes directory. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to Faz at Unorthodox Hacking. It's a hacking video tutorial podcast, and it's really quite good. Check it out at unorthodoxhacking.com, and it's also in the iTunes directory, so you can just search Unorthodox Hacking, and you should check that out, and that's really good stuff. Oh, and just to give you a little update on the show, I'm still trying to figure out what format works best. Next week, I'll try recording the show while I'm playing Counter-Strike or playing some other game, Half-Life 2 Deathmatch, probably, since it's the FIOS Grand Competition. And so, we'll see how that goes. It should turn out interesting to see what my rants are like while I'm playing video games.
System crash. Program terminated.